The Spanish government's decision to scrap the National Bullfighting Prize has sparked a heated debate between animal rights activists and supporters of the controversial tradition. In a move that has ignited a fierce debate between animal welfare advocates and proponents of traditional cultural practices, Spain's left-wing government announced on Friday that it would abolish the National Prize for Bullfighting. The decision has drawn sharp criticism from supporters of the controversial spectacle, while animal rights groups have hailed it as a significant step forward in their fight against what they consider to be a form of animal cruelty. Culture Minister Ernest Urtasun explained the government's stance, stating that a growing majority of Spaniards are concerned about animal welfare, and therefore, it was deemed inappropriate to continue rewarding a practice that involves animal abuse. He further questioned the use of public funds to provide monetary prizes for what he described as forms of animal torture. The National Bullfighting Prize, which was established in 2011 under a previous socialist government and first awarded in 2013, grants winners a sum of €30,000, $32,000. The prize has been bestowed upon renowned matadors such as Enrique Pons and Julian Lopez, known as El Juli, in the past. While bullfighting still commands a passionate following among certain segments of Spanish society, with top matadors enjoying celebrity status, the practice's overall appeal has waned in recent years. Polls indicate a growing disinterest in bullfighting across the country, particularly among younger generations. According to figures from the Culture Ministry, only 1.9% of Spain's population attended a bullfight during the 2021-22 season, the most recent period for which data is available. The government's decision has drawn a sharp rebuke from the main opposition Conservative Popular Party, PP, which has vowed to reinstate the prize if it returns to power. PP spokesman Boja Semper defended bullfighting as a reflection of Spain's rich traditions and cultural heritage. He accused Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez's government of being obsessed with sticking its finger in the eye of those who do not think as it does, suggesting that the move was politically motivated. In contrast, the animal rights party PACMA has called for the complete abolition of all public support for bullfighting, arguing that the practice cannot be justified under any circumstances. Several regional governments, including one led by the socialists, have announced their intention to create their own bullfighting prizes to fill the void left by the national prize's cancellation. The Fundación del Toro de Lidia, an NGO dedicated to promoting bullfighting in Spain, has criticized the culture minister's decision, asserting that he has an obligation to support all cultural manifestations, including bullfighting. The organization views the move as a direct attack on a cherished aspect of Spain's cultural identity. However, animal rights groups have welcomed the government's decision, seeing it as a significant milestone in their ongoing campaign against bullfighting. Anima Naturalis, a prominent animal rights organization, praised the measure, noting that the controversial practice has long been a subject of debate and that this decision marks an important step in the right direction. As the debate surrounding bullfighting continues to rage, it is clear that the Spanish government's decision to abolish the national prize has struck a nerve on both sides of the issue. While supporters of the tradition view it as an integral part of Spain's cultural tapestry, animal rights activists and a growing number of Spaniards see it as a cruel and outdated practice that has no place in modern society. As public opinion continues to shift, it remains to be seen whether this move will pave the way for further restrictions on bullfighting or if the tradition will continue to be defended as a vital part of Spain's heritage.